Well, our exhibition is an online one, and what we've tried to do is by digitizing or imaging our what survives of plans of glebe houses and put them up on the web. We're sharing them with everybody, all the world, to see the visual evidence of the glebe house. Now, of course, people may know houses like these, usually, typically, the ones that were built in the 18th and 19th century, two stories over a basement. The glebe house was where the rector or incumbent of a Church of Ireland parish lived. It was built for him because there were only male clergy up to the latter part of the 20th century. So originally built for him and, if he had a family, his family. The glebe house was usually situated on glebe land, which was given by the Church of Ireland, was the state church. So there's a very close association with the state. So the glebe land was given to the incumbent or rector of the parish to enable him to get an economy, so he could become, he could either farm that land or he could rent it out to somebody else to get an income. And then usually the house is plonked somewhere in the middle of it, or to a strategic side of it. Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of people, as you say, would be familiar with the glebe houses or the rector's houses, and often they were very substantial houses. There were sometimes, you know, maybe the best house in the village.
Yes, the original reason for this, going back to the 17th century, is the idea behind it, I think, like all of the big houses in Ireland, was to send a message in the landscape, to be symbolic about the status of the person living in the house. So if this man was going to stand up and preach from a pulpit on a Sunday, then he needed a decent place to live, something that people are looking up to, so that they'll listen or respect more the moral message that he is giving to them. So I suppose these houses have a status, and a lot of them are to a similar plan, in that the beautiful Georgian ones are two stories over a basement, usually three or four windows on the top floor, and then perhaps bay or bow windows on either side of a pretty imposing front door.
And did the rector have any input into that, or did the parish have any input into the houses as they were being built, or was there a master plan that rolled out the houses and decided what was going to be built?
That's an interesting question, because some of the clergy, because they were well educated and they were dabbling in all kinds of interest areas, some of them were amateur architects and actually designed or took a very prominent role in the design of the houses that they would live in. And we actually show that online. A man called Augustus Beaufort, who was a rector in Navan in the Diocese of Meath, he designed the rectory where he, or the glebe house where he ended up living for some time. In other cases, I think what we have here, we have a relatively small collection, all of which are now available to view on the web. But it's only a small representation of what probably formerly did exist, or also the fact that there were master plans and there were master builders. So there were people copying what had gone on in the neighbouring parish or the neighbouring diocese. And they would bring in their master builder and say, or maybe show a general plan. And then the house would be constructed. For that reason, as I've said, relatively few of these plans and drawings survive. So what we have is really very precious and rare. And I think this is important for members of the public who may now live in what was formerly a glebe house, because many of these houses, as the Church of Ireland population has got smaller, parish churches closed, there were amalgamations, so there was no need for so many clergy, particularly in rural areas. So a lot of these houses have changed hands, still exist in the landscape and are now private houses. And for the people that own those, they will now, using our online exhibition, they'll be able to see maybe not their house, but certainly a house that's very similar to their own, and understand, you know, how it was put together and constructed.
And, I mean, you knew somebody who lived in one of these houses, and you mentioned that sometimes they weren't always the most practical to live in. They were built more for status, as you mentioned, rather than comfort.
Well, we had a former colleague here who's recently retired, who was the daughter of an archdeacon, and they lived in Cavan growing up as children. And she commented in the case of their rectory, it had this lovely bow window at the back for the sitting room or the living room area. And unfortunately, the bow, the way the bricks were put together, very often the damp would creep in. You had a lot of glass above the bow bit. And so it was a very cold room. And then, as we've mentioned, all of these houses, we're just looking here at a list of specifications for Coluny Glebe House, which goes into a huge amount of detail about the basement. So they're all, there's a huge gap beneath the floors, which would have been used for storage, the storage of coal, the storage of food, perhaps even in some cases servants' quarters or a kitchen. So you can imagine the heat with poor insulation, the heat would just disappear through the floor.
Yeah.
And the damp would rise in, particularly again, rural provincial Ireland, we know is not very... It's not very dry.
Yes, that's true. Basements are probably better for the south of France than rural Ireland. But you were talking as well about how, you know, they were built for status. They were built for the idea that somebody was looking up to the person who was preaching this moral message. But, you know, would that be, that wouldn't really be the tradition anymore in terms of any new... Do you even build glebe houses anymore? Are they called glebe houses, or any new rectories that you would be building, or new houses that you would be using to house clerics? What would be the sort of current thinking now?
Well, since the disestablishment of the Church of Ireland, which happened in 1870, resources became much more limited. And I think gradually, as we've moved into the modern age, things become more practical. Also, you attend, some of these clerical families would have had a lot of children, so the average family is smaller, or perhaps you have single clergy now. So for a variety of reasons, but, you know, primarily practicality and providing comfort for the person living in the house. And particularly as a lot of churches and parishes, as I've said, have closed and amalgamated, so you've got new parishes or a new union somewhere, so the church has needed to build a new place for the incumbent to live. So the recent pattern, and we do have a good collection of recently of drawings of more recent rectory designs. They show much more practical residential houses, but there are some significant features to these. Very often they will have a large area for giving hospitality. So the concept that the incumbent and his or her family, you know, reach out to the community. So there may be a very large kitchen area or a very large dining room come living room. And then the other feature is that there will be a private room where a study or an office, usually at the front of the house, near the front door, where for the pastoral role of the cleric, he or she can bring somebody in pastoral need in without disturbing the rest of the house.
Right, so they're built with that idea of almost like a therapy room or a quiet room, a peaceful room in mind.
A place for private engagement, yeah, where a parishioner can talk in private to their clergy person.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. And if people wanted to find out more about it, or they wanted to look it up, or you know, maybe they could see some plans if, as you say, they themselves live in a rectory or a former rectory, where can they go?
Well, we are in the process of digitising and cataloguing for a worldwide audience all of our architectural plans here. We've engaged an architectural historian, Dr. Michael O'Neill, who's an expert in architecture and all of the features contained in these. So systematically, for the churches, for the cathedrals, and this particular collection of glebe houses and rectory drawings, we're systematically putting them on the Church of Ireland website. So viewers, the simplest thing to say is, if viewers or listeners, people who want to see these in all their glory, they go to www.ireland.anglican.org, which is the Church of Ireland website, and then just scroll down to the RCB library. We have our own web pages there. The other thing I would say is that people are welcome to come to the RCB library, where we hold a vast array, a vast array of archival material, parish records, diocesan papers, the registers of thousands of parishes throughout the country, and the original drawings. So if people really wanted to see, or perhaps there's an architect out there who needs to see a little detail, they're very welcome to come and see us.